Now, time for our next update and installment of Renewable Kerry. Bobby Smith this week. We're talking to Bobby Smith. He's head of Energy Storage Ireland, a representative body for the energy storage industry in the country, in Ireland and Northern Ireland. It is over 50 member companies across the energy storage industry, and a new focus, of course, even a more renewed focus on that element of renewables and energy storage, given the week that we've had on international fossil fuel markets. Time for Renewable Kerry.
Renewable Kerry on Kerry Today. Brought to you in association with Renewable Energy Ireland. Energy powered by nature.
All right, Bobby, listen, first of all, thanks for joining me on Renewable Kerry for this week. And this week we're going to be concentrating on another area of renewable energy and technology. And that's the area, I suppose, the fast growing area, really, in terms of technological development of energy storage. Can you just, first of all, I suppose, outline what is energy storage? How does it work and why it's important?
Yes, absolutely, Gerry, and thank you for having me. So energy storage is any technology or device that allows us to store energy at scale in one time and then shift it to another time. So previously, we had to use electricity at the point of generation. When it was generated, it was use it or lose it. So energy storage is really a game changer, because now we can store energy storage. So we can store energy, in large volumes like wind and solar electricity when the grid is constrained or when we don't need it, and then shift it to the times when we do need it. So that's really important, obviously, for because we're growing out our wind and solar energy resource. But that comes with challenges in terms of it's intermittent in terms of when it generates, you know, when it's windy or when it's sunny. So, you know, at nighttime or when the grid is congested, we need to be able to shift a lot of that energy. And that's why energy storage is really important. In doing so, we're also able to reduce our dependence on fossil fuel gases, imported fossil fuels, gas and oil. So you can see a time when it's not windy or it's not sunny. Currently, we still have to rely on gas, mostly for our electricity generation. But if we're able to store more of that excess wind and solar energy, we can move that around and reduce our dependence on fossil fuels.
Okay, so that's the basic principle of it. What is it? How does it get stored, though? You're using batteries, I take it, but not lithium-ion batteries, I understand, or how is that developing?
Yeah, so there are many types of different energy storage technologies. We've actually had energy storage in Ireland since the 1970s in Turlock Hill, which is a pumped hydro facility. It stores energy essentially in water reservoirs of different heights. But really, it is batteries that we're seeing today is the kind of the most common technology, and that's lithium-ion batteries. So a very similar technology to what you find in your phones, laptops, and electric vehicles. This is just really at scale. So, you know, these batteries are in the form of 20-foot containers that hold, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of batteries. They take in electricity from the grid or nearby wind farms or solar farms. Then they store the electricity and then discharge it at a later point in time when it's, let's say, more useful to us.
Okay. And is that technology developing in terms of, I suppose, how cheap it is to make, but how long it can hold the energy or how effective it is?
Yeah, so battery costs have really declined because the technology is getting a lot more efficient in terms of, like, you know, economies of scale and our success in making it and making it cheaper. So I think battery costs have come down around 90% in the last 10 years, which has unlocked this kind of opportunity for us to store electricity. So we're seeing, like, sites around the country that are developing with battery storage, typically near wind farms or near solar farms or near existing electricity grid infrastructure. And, you know, battery storage really came on the scene since 2020. Actually, one of the first projects in Ireland was in County Kerry, but they were typically short duration batteries. They would have stored energy, you know, for half an hour to an hour max, and that was very useful for containing, like, the short term energy fluctuations with wind and solar. But as battery storage has advanced and the costs come down, we're now seeing multi-hour batteries. So in fact, one of the first four-hour batteries, which can discharge energy for 4 hours at a time, went live just in County Offaly the last couple of months. And yeah, we're seeing, you know, the technology advance. Now it's looking like 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours in terms of what batteries can do. And that enables us to store more and more wind and solar electricity, shift that around, and reduce gas dependence even more.
So that one in Offaly, I think it's in Cushling in Offaly. It's, yeah, beside, right, a wind farm, and that's taking power from the wind farm, powering it for 4 hours. Then, at, you know, whenever the wind stops blowing, that can, I think it's 10,000 homes that can supply for the 4 hours. So that's just an example of how it would work.
That's exactly right. Yeah, 100%. So it's that battery is located in Offaly, in an area with quite a few wind farms. So it's taking electricity from that grid when the wind, let's say, there's excess wind generation, particularly at night. We don't have the demand for it. It takes that energy and then shifts it to the daytime, like the evening peak. So typically, we're seeing, like, the electricity demand ramps up throughout the day. The evening peak when people are home, you know, cooking their dinner, turning on the heat, that's when electricity demand is highest. And that's typically when we have to turn on our most expensive fossil fuel peaking plant or gas plant to meet that demand. So what batteries are able to do, like the one in Kuching, they're able to store excess wind energy overnight, let's say when we don't have demand for it, shift that energy to the evening peak and basically displace those expensive fossil fuel gas plant.
Okay, so with that in mind then, is that going to grow? That's one of the first ones that's been developed that's multi-hour. Are we going to see a lot more of these in Ireland?
Yeah. The short answer is yes. So we have around 1 gigawatt of battery storage deployed in Ireland today. That's around 20 to 30 sites. We see a further 10 gigawatts in the pipeline in terms of what's in development, early stage development in the planning system in the grid connection queue. That's obviously 10 times what we have today, but it's also of longer duration. So as I mentioned, like the batteries we currently have tend to be a shorter duration, 1 to 2 hours of storage, with the exception of the Kuching one you mentioned. But we're seeing the new developments are typically 4 hours in duration, minimum up to 8 hours, in duration is what the technology is doing today. So yeah, it's going to grow and grow.
And is it possible to say then, you know, is that going to partially solve the problem of the flow of energy that's needed when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine? Will it do a partial job in that? Or could you see a day when that will take care of the major issue, which is the underlying need for a constant flow of electricity?
Yeah, so I think the simple answer is it'll partially solve it. But that's where different types of energy storage technologies come onto the scene. So you can think of a battery that we can the typical technology today. It's storing energy within the day, so it's helping balance energy throughout the day. So it's windy at night or it's sunny during the daytime peak, but not in the evening, for instance. So the battery is helping manage that flow and keeping a steady flow of power throughout the day. But we do see, you know, sometimes it's not often, but you see multiple days or even weeks without, you know, significant wind energy in Ireland. They happen, you know, maybe once or twice a year. The Germans have a term for them. It's called Dunkelflaute, essentially a 2-week wind drought. It's a lovely word, I know, but that's essentially what we're trying to cover, you know, for the future to make sure we can 100% run on renewables. And batteries would struggle to do that in their current form. That's where we see energy storage technologies, new energy storage technologies. Like there's a project in Donegal, which is an iron air battery that can discharge energy for 100 hours, for instance. So that's a very new technology that can do a lot more than the current batteries can. And then we're seeing also green hydrogen is a technology that's talked about in that space. So, converting basically splitting water into hydrogen using clean electricity, that hydrogen gas, you can use it like a conventional gas to run a power generator. And that's how you might get through those 1 or 2 weeks, you know, where you really need something that isn't gas, essentially.
And how quickly is that developing, the hydrogen side of things? And is that an option for Ireland?
Yeah, it's potentially an option. So there are many energy storage technologies that can sort of compete in that space. Green hydrogen is certainly taking off internationally in particular use cases. So I think for hard to abate sectors like cement manufacturing, which already use hydrogen, people are seeing a green hydrogen use case there. And then for that sort of power generation to replace gas for those 2 weeks, or month, a year where we really need it, where we can't rely on wind, solar and existing batteries, I think that's where we're going to see a use case for it going forward. But as I said, there are different energy storage technologies, iron air among them, like the one in Donegal that uses essentially iron and water to store energy. Don't ask me how, I'm not a chemistry whiz, but that's how it works. And that's another technology that could fit into this space.
Okay. What the domestic side of it then, Bobby, that people who have solar would have storage as batteries connected to their solar panels on their roof. But that technology is also developing. I know Tesla are big investors in this. It's becoming a bigger part of their business, and some other car manufacturers like Ford and others are getting into this market. They're making batteries for EVs, but they're also making domestic storage batteries.
That's right, exactly. So maybe some of the listeners would be familiar, if they have solar on their rooftops, that a lot of companies now offer a battery with the solar sort of as a package deal. And essentially it's doing the same thing at your house level that it is at the grid level. It's taking in that solar electricity when, you know, you don't have need for it in your house, otherwise you'd lose it or export it. It's storing it in the battery. And then you can use that battery later on in the evening time or overnight when, you know, your solar is ramping down. It's really important because it helps people save on their energy bills. And that's what grid-scale storage or big utility-scale storage does at the larger system level. So, you know, wind and solar are generating, they have a stable price. We don't want to waste that renewable electricity because we're generating it locally and it's cheaper than the alternative, which is gas. So we can store more of that electricity, whether at the domestic level, you know, in your house, or at the grid scale level with these larger batteries. We're able to shift that energy and displace more of the expensive fossil fuels, helping smooth out the price volatility. So that's really the kind of the key we're trying to rely on our Irish locally produced renewable wind and solar electricity as much as possible. We're even seeing right now with the crisis in Iran, the gas and oil prices are already going up, and we're exposed to that internationally. So the more we can use energy storage combined with wind and solar, the more we can displace expensive fossil fuels. It means more stable electricity prices and it means cheaper bills than what we currently have.
Yeah, I know some countries are also moving to require data center constructors to make sure that they have their own generation capacity, but also their own storage capacity beside those data centers to try and ameliorate the increased demand they have in terms of electricity usage. So is that an area where we developed as well?
Yeah, exactly. So we have a lot of data centers in Ireland, particularly around Dublin, and they do cause kind of constraints on the grid. So there is a new policy in place that, you know, mandates these data centers to build backup generation on their site or nearby. And, you know, energy storage provides a potential solution because a lot of these data centers want to move to 100% clean electricity, but they can't do that from wind and solar alone because that's obviously going to be variable in terms of, you know, when it's windy or when it's sunny. So they're using energy storage to help balance it out. In fact, Google, one of the big data center developers, has signed an agreement with an energy storage developer, again, in County Offaly, to provide that long duration storage to help them balance their energy throughout the day. So they're able to match more on an hourly basis. We're using clean electricity every hour of the day, and we're able to kind of prove that. So that's where we see the market going, which is a good, you know, really exciting and really good for energy storage and renewables. I think can help meet, you know, the objectives of economic growth in Ireland as well.
Okay, Bobby, how quickly do you see this developing, do you think, in Ireland from this point where we're at, that is it 1 gigawatt at the moment going to 10? How soon do you think that will happen? I know obviously the instance that we see this week with the war in Iran maybe might speed up thinking or policy in this area.
Yeah, I think it should anyway. Like, we had a gas crisis in 2022 with Ukraine, which really was a price shock and I think shot in the arm to help, you know, to really incentivize our indigenous renewable electricity industry. So definitely we're seeing battery storage roll out quickly. There are certainly things on the government side, you know, we're advocating for in terms of getting like policy certainty and policy supports to help develop energy storage. But, you know, if we get that right, then I don't think there's any kind of ceiling to this. Like, energy storage is very deployable. Like, we're talking containers on a site, you know, or batteries on the side of a house, which can be deployed very quickly in a year or 2 years, you know, and that's a potentially very quick solution to the energy volatility issues that we're facing at the moment. So yes, we do see this growing. It's not going to happen just on its own. As I said, we're an advocacy association, and we do want to see certain things happen at the government level, like more price supports for energy storage, more access to the grid connections, for instance. But if we get those things right, and I believe we will, then the industry will take off very quickly.
Okay, Bobby, listen, thanks for joining us in the program this week and going through where energy storage is in the wider picture of renewables in Kerry and beyond.
Thanks for having me.
Bobby Smith there of Energy Storage Ireland. Latest update in our Renewable Kerry series.